Next coach in the teleconference is Illinois' Tim Beckman. The Illini are 2-1 overall and host Texas State on Saturday, a 3 p.m. game to appear on ESPN News. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Tough week for us, not last week. We just didn't play up to the expectation levels, and we didn't coach up to that level. So when we lose as a family. But I did see some things that we got to take as positives in the first quarter, and that's being 2-1. I think we're making strides to get ourselves better and better each and every week. We just turned the football over, and last week at Washington against a very, very good team, in my opinion. And we need to move forward to this next football game. And I know our kids are very, very excited about taking this program to the next step, and the next step happens to be Texas State.
All right. Thank you, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes along with Steve McGargy with Associated Press.
Yeah, Coach. West has been really prolific for you so far this year, and it seems there have been a number of transfer quarterbacks making an impact around the country. I was just checking to see why you think that's the case. You think it's just a one-year blip, or is this maybe a trend?
Well, I think Wes made a decision to come back to the state of Illinois just because of his family. There's no question about that. I think he was excited about coming back to Illinois, and I think it ended up being a great fit for him offensively. We started out very good on offense the first 2 weeks, especially in the second half of the football games. And I think as Wes continues to progress throughout this football season and our wide receivers, because we do have young wide receivers, it's just going to be a win-win situation. So I think he feels comfortable at home. I know he's playing in front of his family every week. And I think he's very comfortable playing here at the University of Illinois.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes along with Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Tim. Geronimo Allison, how were you guys made aware of him, and what do you remember from his recruitment?
Well, Gmo was, and that's what we call Geronimo is Gmo, but we knew about Gmo from Martez Barr. We know what type of program Iowa Western is as a junior college. We knew losing the number of wide receivers that we had here and really not having the depth behind it, that junior college was very essential for us to move the program forward. And we knew about him. We knew that he could be a special talent. We started recruiting him immediately, and we're blessed to have him here. I'm excited about, he's only played 3 football games in college, so we're excited about the progress that he's made in 3 football games, and we look forward to him progressing even better.
That catch he made in the corner of the end zone, is that one of the better ones you've seen?
Oh, yeah, no question. Again, being blessed around some great, great wide receivers, as a defensive coordinator at Oklahoma State, and also, being there at Ohio State, there were some great wide receivers that we were able to be with. And he definitely made a catch that I think rates up there with some of the great ones that I've been around.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Seth Groom with Chicago Sun-Times.
Hi, Tim. I was just wondering, last year, you had a young group of DBs. Over the first 3 games, have they progressed the way you'd like them to or expected them to?
Yeah, I really do think that they have. Everybody – you think about the last football game, and you think about a 75-yard bomb, and you're not, of course, happy with that whatsoever. But as you look at our football games, the last 3 games, we have not given up the big strike, and that was occurring a lot last year. I think that goes not just for the defensive backs, but I think we've created more of a pass rush, with 4, and then, of course, with the blitzing that we've been doing. But I am happy with the guys, and Dunlap hasn't been able to play for us yet because of an injury, and Day's been, you know, dinged up a little bit with the injury. We expect those two back for the next three quarters of the season, and we look forward to even getting better back there in the secondary.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. You have a follow-up question from line of Steve McGargy with Associated Press.
Thanks for answering my first question. I was wondering, I mean, it seems West is one of about seven or eight transfer quarterbacks starting around the country. A lot of them have been productive. Any idea why there seem to be more transfer quarterbacks making an impact now than maybe in the past or anything like that? Or?
You know, I apologize really for not answering that the first time, but I don't know. I just know about West Lund, and to be honest with you, that's just part of the facts. I know why he came back, and you know, again, it wasn't anything against Oklahoma State. I just felt that he wanted to be closer to his family and be a part of the state, which is so important, I think, for young student athletes, and I think he's happy being back here.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, your punter, Justin DeMraw, averaged nearly 52 yards a kick, had three over 50 yards and one inside the 10-yard line. Talk about what it means, particularly to your defense, to have someone like that can put the offense back close to their goal line.
Essential. I mean, the thing that we've been talking about, Justin, is punt location. But really throughout two-a-days here and getting into more of a sprint punt, it's something that he's really mastered in, to be honest with you, in the last 6 weeks. And it speaks highly for Justin and his capabilities as a punter. I thought he punted as well as I've ever been around in football. This last week, and we need to continue that because, of course, that's a win-win situation for you again, both defensively and being able to change the field for your football team.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a bunch.
Bye.